Last time we began discussing the qualification for Dayanim for Geiris and Psulim for Dayanim for Geiris, so let's continue on that topic. The Mishnah in Makos, Daf Heyam Beis, tells us about the status of Nimsa Echem and Karv Apostle in the context of Eidus. That the Mishnah tells us, Ma Shnayim Nimsa Echem and Karv Apostle Yisim B'Tela, just as if you have a Kasa to Eidim, one of them is knocked off because he's a Karv Apostle, then obviously you're only left with a single aid, and you don't have valid Eidus. Av Shlosha Nimsa Echem and Karv Apostle Yisim B'Tela. Even if you have three people, all you need are two. But you have a Kasa three. One of them turns out to be a Karv Apostle, so even though I should have said that you have two remaining Kasher Eidim, once one of them is knocked off, the whole cast is knocked off. Nine of Philomea, Tamalomar, Eidim. That's the din of Nimsa Echem and Karv Apostle. Then the Mishnah of Ablagas Tanayim, what's the scope of that disqualification? Amr Yosi, Medvar Murim, Bedine Nefashos. That's all your problem, says Rabbi Yossi, when it comes to Dina Nefashos, where the threshold of Eidus is higher. When it comes to Dina Mamedus, there's no principle of Nimsa Echa Kavra Pasol, and therefore if you have a cast of three Eidim, you knock one of them off, Tiskayima Eidus Vashar. And Rabbi argues, Echa Dina Mamedus, Echa Dina Nefashos, fine. And then the Gemara says, Machlokas Amarim, how do we pass in this Machlokas Tanam? So we pass in, like Rabbi, that Nimsa Echem and Karv Apostle is a problem that only for Dine Nefashos, but for Dine Mamedus as well, and that's what we pass in Nechosha Mishpat, the beginning of Simon Lamed Vav, that Nimsa Echem and Karv Apostle is a problem for Dine Mamedus. So if you have a group of Eidim that are made together, even if only one of them is Nimsa Karv Apostle, and you have a minimum of two other Eidim that are Cherim, the whole cast is knocked off, and all their Eidus is inadmissible. Okay, that's all as far as Dayanim are concerned, that we have Nimsa Echem and Karv Apostle posing a problem for, sorry, that's all as far as Eidus is concerned, that we have a principle of Nimsa Echem and Karv Apostle that disqualifies Eidim, both by Dinei Nefashos and by Dinei Mamedus. How does this apply to Dayanim? Is there a similar principle that if you have, let's say you need a Bezdin of three, and you have four Dayanim, and one of them, or five Dayanim if you don't have a Bezdin Shakel, one of them ends up being an Apostle, do you knock off the other Dayanim as well? So this comes up in the context of Chalitza. The Mishnah on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis in Yevamos, in Perek Mitzvah Chalitza. The Mishnah tells us, Chalsa Bishnayim O Bishlosha. If you do Chalitza in front of two people, you need a Bezdin of three. So if you do Chalitza in front of two people, O Bishlosha Nimsa Echem and Karv Apostle. Or you have a Bezdin of three, but one of them is a Karv Apostle, Chalitzasa Pisula. Shem Rabbi Yochanan, fine. So the Mishnah tells us that if you have Chalitza Bifnei Shnayim or Bifnei Shlosha Nimsa Echem and Karv Apostle, then the Chalitza is not good. So is the Chalitza not good because you don't have three Dayanim, you need three Dayanim, you have three, you knocked off one, so I'm left with two? Or is the Chalitza no good because of the principle of Nimsa Echem and Karv Apostle, that would apply to Dayanim as well? The Mishnah Melech discusses this. The Mishnah Melech in Eidus Perek Tesayin Halacha Hay, Eidus Perek Tesayin Halacha Hay, and he points to Rashi on this Mishnah to answer that question. Rashi says, Chalsa Vishnayim Kisherim, he did Chalitza in front of two Kisherim, O Vishlosha, Vinimsa Echem and Karv Karav, or you do Chalitza in front of Bezdin of three, but it turns out one of the Dayanim is related to the parties. The Hadar Havalushnayim, so once you discover one of the Karav, you're left with two. Chalitza Sapsula, says the Mishnah Melech, Masha from Rashi, the problem is just one of numbers, that if you start with three, you knock one off, you're left with two. But if in theory you started with a larger number and you knocked one off, and you still have a minimum of three Kashir Dayanim, then you don't say Nimsa Echem and Karv Apostle that you knock off the whole Bezdin in Hilchos Dayanim. That's only an Eidus Halacha. Now when it comes to Dayanim, by Dayanim, the other Dayanim could be less standing. That's what the Mishnah Melech points out based on his Diuk in Rashi. However, he then points out that not everyone agrees. This is in Mika Yosef in Mrs. Chalitza, Kuf Aleph Amidbeis, Dir Maskelif for Sumei. Kuf Aleph Amidbeis, Dir Maskelif for Sumei, who understands otherwise? The Ritva presumably assumes that there is a problem of nimsa me'echa mehen kavar pasul even by dayanim. So even if you have a larger number of dayanim and you knock one off, then all the dayanim are disqualified. And the Gaon there in Kosh Mishpat Lamed Vav Sifkatin Yizayin points this out, that that's the position of the Nuka Yosef and the Ritva. So transferring this to Geirus, let's say you had a situation where there are four Dayanim at the Mikvah, and one of them turns out to be apostle. So according to the Mishnah of Elf's Niyuk and Rashi, it could be that you still have a Kasher Bezdin for Geirus because you have three Kasher Dayanim, whereas according to the Ritva and the Nuka Yosef, they're all knocked off. There is the issue with Yaakov there in Choshen Mishrat Sivkatan Vav, who suggests that maybe you could distinguish between a Bezin for Chalitza and a Bezin for Mamunus. Maybe Chalitza is a different standard, and it's only by Chalitza we say Nimsa Echakar Apostle, but not by Mamunus. As long as you have a Bezin of feet for Mamunus left, maybe that's okay. By Chalitza, the context is more limited to chalitza, one of them becomes a ger, one of them's a ger, or that kind of a case. So that is a possibility. So there was a story that happened. I discovered this years ago in the files of the RCA. There was an episode. This goes back to about 40 years at this point, where there is a member of the RCA who apparently conducted a conversion for a woman, and the Bezdin consisted of a father and son on the Bezdin. There were two Krovim on the Bezdin. So that's, you can't get more puzzle than that. That's what we call rabbinic malpractice. So there are two relatives on the Bezdin. And this is discovered years later after this woman married and had children, and the children applied to day school, and the day school looked over the application, and they saw on the two Des Geiros that there were two of the Dayanim were father and son. So they flagged this issue back to the rabbi. So the woman was willing to undergo another proper Geiros, but she didn't want her children to have to do that because she thought that would be too sensitive for the children. So this rabbi sent a question to a prominent rabbi in the state of Israel in the religious Zionist camp, and he received back a psak that the mother definitely should do a geirus, but you can be makel not to do a geirus for the children based on the following rationale. So it's true that one of the dayanim for the tefillah was an apostle. So you only had two kashrut dayanim. But anyways, we discussed last time, machlokes rishonim, whether bezdin for tefillah is makif. So here you can assume, like the position of Ali Tosfos, that bezdin for tefillah is not makif like the first day in Shulchan Aruch. So even if there wasn't a kashrut bezdin for the tefillah, the geirus would still be good b'di'evet. You need a bezin for kabbalah samitzos liyikuva. So where's the bezin for kabbalah samitzos? So the representation was that at the time of the geirus, there was a fourth rabbi who was in the room. A fourth rabbi who was there for the kabbalah samitzos when they had a conversation before she dunked in the mikvah. So he said, you can rely on the fourth rabbi to be one of the members of the bezin, and we don't say nimsa echa minyan karva pasul. When it comes to Dayanim, we only say when it comes to Edim. That was the psak that this rabbi received. So that's questionable for a number of reasons. Number one, we just explained that that's far from Pasha, that you don't say Nimsa Echam and Karv Apostle when it comes to Dayanim. In Mela, you want to be Makel on the Tefillah and say that the Bez is not actively Kuva, and therefore, even if there wasn't a kosher bezin for the tefillah, the geirus is good. So say we go with that. But you still need a bezin for the kabbalah samitzos. So he was assuming that if you had another person in the room, then even though you knock out one of them, you don't say Nimsa'echa Karva Pasuk for Dayan. So that's not Pasha. According to the Ritva, in Mukha Yosef, the Gon that we quoted, we do say Nimsa'echa Karva Pasuk for Dayan as well. So that would be a problem. And aside from that, there's another issue that he doesn't even address in this tshuva. Even if you assume that we're not bothered by Nimsa'echa Meherkav Apostle when it comes to Dayanim, and there's another person present who could have constituted a Dayan, but that person had no intent to function as a Dayan. He was just standing in the room. So do the Dayanim have to be conscious of their role as Dayanim in order for the Geirus to be Chal? What level of Yediya, what level of consciousness do the Dayanim have in order for them to function properly in the role of a Gezdin HaMegayer? So there is a comment of the Dagul Mirvava on his commentary to Simon Reis Samaches Ivav. The din is, we'll talk about this a little bit more later, I mean, even get to part of it today. Nachris and Iskaira, Vihimu Beres, B'nai Tzarachfila. Right? So we paskei Beres and Iskaira, the Sugya later in Yevamos, if a pregnant woman undergoes a Geirus, the Geirus counts for the fetus. Nachris and Iskaira, Vihimu Beres, B'nai Tzarachfila. Okay, that's the Gemara in Ayintas. Says the Dagla Mirvava. Im yadu habezdin b'shas tvila shimu beres adin pashit. So this all makes sense, that there's no requirement for another tvila if the bezdin is aware that the woman is pregnant at the time of the geirus. Aval. Im lo yadu habezdin shimu beres. Let's say the bezdin isn't aware. She's in the early stages of the pregnancy. She didn't tell the bezdin. Maybe she's not aware. The Bezin doesn't know that she's pregnant. Yesh li baza arichas dvarim. There's what to talk about. V'talya v'ash li rivervei. V'ein kam lakam laharach. So the Dagla Mirvava tells you there's an issue. He doesn't really flesh it out. But he says it's not pashut that the geirus is going to work on the uber if the Bezin is unaware that the woman is pregnant. The Aruch HaShulchan Paskin Slakula. The Aruch HaShulchan in Sifir Aleph writes that no, because Uber Yerachimo, because we view the Uber as part and parcel of the mother, so Bezin doesn't need any independent knowledge that a woman's Muberes for the Geirus to be Chal on the kid. That's the Aruch HaShulchan, but others are Machmir. Rosh Hashanah takes that to be Machmir in the Shaila. Now in theory, you could distinguish in two directions. If you're going to say that the Bezdin has to be aware that she's Muberes, at first glance that sounds like Bezdin needs to have a certain consciousness that they're functioning in the role of Bezdin for Geirus. So in theory, you could have distinguished in either direction. You could say that when it comes to Muberes and Iskaira, maybe their Bezdin doesn't need to know about the pregnancy because of Uri Yerachimo, because it's all one person, so to speak. But that wouldn't be relevant to a regular kind of geirus. For a regular kind of geirus, you have Bezdin that's sitting and paskin and yashayil and dine maminis at the mikvah, and then a geirus candidate goes and jumps into the mikvah unannounced in front of the Bezdin. The Bezdin has no consciousness that they're functioning in that role. Is that a good geirus? There's no yediyas hadayanim. So even if you're going to be nagel, when it comes to the shayil muberes and iskayir, or the Bezdin isn't aware that she's muberes, maybe that's because of Yerachimo. But when it comes to a ger gadol, a regular situation where the person himself or herself is converting, then maybe Bezdin would have to know. On the other side, you could be mechalik in the other direction and say, maybe in general, Bezdin does not need to have that level of consciousness or yediyah that someone's being medayer. But if muberes and iskaira is operating with a kind of ger katan, because the Uber is like a katan, and it's like Geirus and a katan, well, the Dagla Mirvava holds that for Geirus of a katan, because Ger Katan is Aldas Bezdin, so there you need a Bezdin for Tvila Li'ikuva. Even if in general we paskin like the Bali Tosas, that Bezin is not ma'akeh for tefillah. When it comes to a ger katan, Bezin is ma'akeh. So in theory, you could distinguish between the case of a berish and a skaira in either direction. So Rav Asher Weiss, in a piece that he wrote up in his Sefer Maseches Kedushin, Simen Nunhei, suggests that this question as to whether Muberes and Eskaira, where the Bezin is unaware that she's Muberes, does the tefillah count to be over, and the broader question about Yediyas Dayanim may depend on a classically presented question as to what is the role of Bezin in Geiris. Is Bezin the entity that is actually affecting the Chalosa Geiris? Is it the Bezin that is making the Geiris, or is the ger affecting the geiris? And Bezin is just a detail, a technicality, that the geiris of the ger is only effective if it's bifnei Bezin. So if the Bezin is affecting the geiris, Bezin has to have a higher level of consciousness. If it's just a detail, so maybe they don't have to be as conscious about what's going on. So he brings his araya to the tzad that the ger is the one who is pole the geiris. The Gemara Amin Vav Min Aleph. The Gemara there has that if an Eved Kanani, is Tova L'Shem Geiris. So he's supposed to be Tova L'Shem Eved Kanani. But instead, he decides he's being Tova L'Shem Geiris. That Geiris is Chal, and he's Yotzei L'Cheiris. So that sounds like the Bezdin only had in mind that he's being Tova L'Shem Avdus. And he jumps into the mikveh and says, no, I'm being Tova L'Shem Geiris. That Geiris is good. So it sounds like Yediyas HaBezdin is not as critical for Geiris. And it seems like that's the side that Rav Asher is noted towards. However, that's not necessarily Raya Mechrachas. In the Sefer Mishneh Sager, Paragimel footnote 62 of the Mishneh Sager of Moshe Klein, he quotes from a Sefer Zichron Aderes Eliyahu of a Rav Eliyahu Re'em, who quotes this Raya from others. And he's dovka that no, when it comes to the Eved Kanani is at least being Tov L'Shem Avdus. So the gap between being Tov L'Shem Avdus and Tov L'Shem Geiris is more minimal. The Bezin knows that he's being Tov L'Shem Avdus, meaning he's being Mekabel Mitzvos Isha, and then he decides he's not only going to be Tov L'Shem Avdus, he's going to be Tov L'Shem Geiris. So there, Bezin has a certain minimal threshold yidia, and it's a question as to whether that is sufficient to affect the Geiris, a total Geiris. But in a situation where Bezin has no yediyah whatsoever, it doesn't know that the woman's a Muberes, it doesn't know that this guy has an interest in being Tova L'Shem Geiris, and he just jumps into the mikveh in front of them without telling them, so then maybe the Geiris wouldn't be good. So you don't have a raya for the case of Eved Kanani to the question of yediyah in general. In the Chaveres Torah Baal Peh, volume 13, which was dedicated to the topic of Geiris, we have previously quoted an article from Rav Avadya in that volume. So Rav Jolti has a piece there. So Rav Jolti writes in his article in Torah Shabbat, volume 13, pages 43-44. This question, halacha l'maisa, if you have a ger who's megayir in front of three hedyotos, and they have no kavanah to be dayanim, is that considered to be a good geiris? Let's say you have three hedyotos. They think, people have this misimpression often, even some rabbis have this misimpression, that the people, the rabbis at the mikvah, are functioning not as a bezdin, but as edim. That they're serving as edim, that there's a geiris, not as a bezdin. So you have three balabatim, three adyotos, who don't have kavanah l'shem dayanos. They don't view themselves as functioning as dayanim. They think they're edim. So is that considered a geiris if nei bezdin? So he quotes the Chem de Shlomo. He quotes the Chem de Shlomo, Yerideya Simin Kaf Tes Os Kaf Dalid. Yoredeach Simin Kaftes Os Kaftal, and it doesn't work. The Chem Hashem is talking about Kabal Samitzos. Now Kabal Samitzos Bifnei Bezin, which everyone should agree is Likuba, that doesn't work, and the Bezin doesn't have Kavana Ligeris. And he brings us a Raya, the Gemara we quoted earlier, the Gemara in Kedushin Samach Beis on the Beis, that Geiris is not considered Viyado, that it's not in someone's control to affect Geiris on himself, because Miyemer Dimizdakuli, who's going to say that the Bezdin is going to entertain your candidacy for Geiris. So, if you don't need Kavana on the part of the Dayanim, so yeah, then we can just walk, jump into the mikveh, have three people come along for the ride. that mi'eimer demizakule sounds like you need a more active role, a more active participation of the yana. They have to be fully aware of what they're doing and intend to affect the geiros, and that you can't guarantee. That is not considered to be the yada. And then Rav Jalti quotes from the Yeshua Yisrael, Yeshua Kutner, Chosha Mishpat Simen Gimel Sif Katan Beis, Chosha Mishpat Simen Gimel Sif Katan Beis. So he quotes as follows from Yeshua Kutner, Bitshuvas Marival, Kasa De'enim Nasim Dayanim Bal Karcha, that Dayanim can't be Dayanim for Geirus against their will. So that's talking about Dayanim in general. And then he says, "Betfilas ger desar shlosha near an advarim sheim lo rasu lekabel osa leger v'tavu b'fneim shelo b'ritzonam bezel lo mahani ger." So the Beis Din's convening, they're not prepared to accept someone as a ger. And he says, "Too bad." And he jumps into the mikvah in front of them. So that geirus is no good, even though it has all the trappings of a proper geirus. There's a bezdin sitting there. The guy jumps into the mikvah in front of bezdin, but if bezdin had no intention of converting him, that's not going to be a good geirus. And Rav Jalti understands that that's true in either of the following situations. Either you have a case where the bezdin's not prepared to convert him at all, or even if the bezdin's not prepared to convert him now, they think he's a fine candidate, but he has to learn more before they're prepared to be megayer him. And he goes ahead and jumps into the mikvah in front of them anyway. That's not a good geirus, because the dayanim have to have proper kavanah. So that Rav Shula Kutner, that piece in the Yeshua Yisrael, Rav Schechter quotes, this is printed in his piece in Ginas Egos, Simon Lamed Hay. So Rav Schechter presents the issue in the following way, and then he embellishes on the piece of the Yeshua Yisrael, that the role of Beis Din when it comes to Geirus is not simply a Beis Din for Psak. It's not that the Beis Din is convenient to issue a Psak. It's not that the Beis Din are being done on something. It's that the Beis Din is a Beis Din Lekiyam HaDavar, that they're affecting a Maisa Beis Din, like smicha, like chalitza. They're, so to speak, ratifying something that needs to be done in the presence of Beis Din. They're not issuing a psak, they're not deciding on a dispute. They're serving as a Beis Din Mekayim to ratify something that needs the ratification of a Beis Din. So to explain that, he presents Rav Shula Kutner in this, again, it's not exactly what Rav Shula Kutner says it, but it's a little embellished, that Rav Shula Kutner is implicitly addressing the following, or partially addressing the following questions. That we learned the Gemara in Pesach Daf Tes that are the details, the technical requirements for Geirus are patterned after the experience of the Nei Yisrael and Mamad Har Sinai. So our requirements of Mila, Tfila, and Korban are patterned after the Mila, Tfila, and Korban that Klal Yisrael brought in the Midbar in advance of Kabbalah Satara. So one could ask, if we learn out all the requirements of Geirus from Mamad Har Sinai, why isn't there a requirement? Why do we not find a Beis Din in Mamad Har Sinai? We need a Beis Din for Geirus, but where is the Beis Din at Mamad Har Sinai? And if you'll tell me, well, Moshe is Machim Shem Echakai, Moshe has the status of a Beis Din, so Moshe has the status of Sanhedrin Agadol, then maybe we should require a Sanhedrin Agadol for every Geirus. So number one, why was there no Beis Din at Kabbalah Satara? And the flip side of the question is, at Kabbalah Satara we had Ashras Hashkina. So how is it that we have Geirus without Ashras Hashkina? So the way he presents the piece in Yeshua Yisrael to answer this question is that it's all the same answer. That when it came to Mount Har Sinai, you had the Shekhina. Nowadays, we don't have the Shekhinah. So Beis Din is the standard for the Shekhinah. Beis Din is the representative of the Shekhinah acting on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael in accepting a ger into the fold. So So there's no need for Bezdin at Mamet Har Sinai because they had better than a Bezdin, they had the Shechina. Now we don't have the Shechina, so the Bezdin is the standard for the Shechina to affect Kabbalah's Gerim. But that only makes sense if the Bezdin knows what they're doing, if they're acting as a representative of Klal Yisrael, if they're being the Kayim, the Gerim that's taking place in front of them as the standard, so to speak, for the Shechina. They have to know what they're doing. There has to be a Yediyah Sadayanim. So if you have a Bezdin assembled that they have no interest or knowledge of being Megayer, the person in front of them, or you have a case of a Muberish in Iskaira, and the Bezdin is unaware that the woman is pregnant, then the Geiris isn't going to be Chal. There has to be Yediyah Sadayanim. And Rabbi Amsalem Zer Yisrael, the former Chaver Knesset, he tries to upslug Rev Jolti's analysis here, but it's not terribly convincing. We had another case a few years ago. You'd think this wouldn't happen twice. We came across a Geiris where another RCA rabbi, remember, the Bezdin consisted of two brothers. That's also a major psul korva. So you would think people would know better. So that was a geirus that had been done years ago. They're ready children, number of children. So that geirus had to be redone for the whole family. Okay. So having spoken about Mubarish and Iskaira, that's a good segue to our next topic, which is Mila Tfila, and let's start with analyzing the order of Mila Tfila. If there is an order, it is that order Li'ikuva. So that's about Machlokas Rishonim, whether Mila and Tfila needs to be done in that order. Now the Gemara says in Daf Mem Zayin that first you do Mila, and then you do Tfila. But is that Li'ikuva, is that order Ma'akiv? If you did Tfila before Mila, do you have to do another Tfila? Is the order Li'ikuva? So there's a Ramban, and that Gemara in Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, "Nisrapi Mapila Nosamiyad." Again, that first you do a Mila, you have to wait for the Mila to heal. Especially an adult, it could take some time for the Mila to heal before it's safe to do Tefillah. So Nisrapi, once the Mila is healed, then Mapila Nosamiyad, then you bring it to the Mikvah. So the Ramban asks, "Honey, Lama mashina so yapi luhu tchila miyadimo." So wouldn't it be more efficient to do the tchila and then do the mila? If you're going to malim first, so let's say you'll be malim on Sunday, and then you have to wait till Thursday to do the tchila, so it's going to take 5 days until you finish the geiris. Why don't you do the tchila on Sunday, then you do the mila on Sunday, and then we don't care how long it takes to heal, he's already Jewish, you just do the mila. So why do you have to, if the whole rationale is shuhuye mitzvah lo mashina, that we don't delay geiris once it's appropriate to do geiris, so wouldn't it be a lot more efficient to do the tefillah and then the mila and send the guy home as a full Jew? That's the kasha the Ramban, the other Rishonim, ask. Yeah? The Ramban says, v'shema mitzvah lomo v'achar kach lipo. So maybe that is the lechachila. There is a lechachila to be mal and then to be tovel. He doesn't explain why yet. Inami came in shamila kasha lav malin asotchila kadesh im daita nokfa yifresh. So the first answer of Ravan is maybe that's talk of the din lechachila. Inami, maybe the calculation is that Mila is a challenging thing. It takes a certain dedication for an adult to be willing to be circumcised. So we challenge him first to do Mila to make sure that he's really with the program. So then we give him the opportunity to back out if he still wants to back out. Miu im tal v'achakach mal harei zager. But bidi evet, says the Ramban, if you do Tfila first, it still works. Deloshna mila tfila, loshna tfila mila. So there's a lechachila to do it this way, but it's not likuva. What's the raya? Teda. Darmina lekaman perka arel, ayin tasam and aleph. Gioras muveres shetav la b'na'in tzarech tfila. So if a pregnant woman is megayer, when the baby is born, the baby doesn't require tefillah. The harei kama tefillah mila. So how could that be? If the order of mila and tefillah is ma'akev, if a tefillah before mila doesn't work, so then you should require another tefillah for the kid once he's born. The Gemara should have said that if it's a girl, she doesn't need tefillah. But if it's a boy, the boy would need tefillah because mila has to precede tefillah. Ella must be that the order is not ma'akev. They can do mila for tefillah for mila, it's all good. The Rabban is making two important assumptions. Number one, the Rabban paskins that the order is not ma'akev, so he has to figure out why the lechachila is to do mila before tefillah, but it's not likuva. And number two, the Rabban clearly understands, based on his raya, or you see from his raya that he clearly understood, that if you have a muveresh and a skaira, the geiris on the vlad is not completed until, if it's a boy, it's not completed until he's born and does a mila. So that's not a mila of a Jew. It's not that the geiris is totally completed in utero, and then the baby's born as a born Jew, is a full-fledged Jew, and requires mila as a Jew. But the mila is a mila of geiris. Right? Because the Rabban's bothered, if the Seder was ma'akev, so how does the tefillah on the mother work if the mila on the kid is going to be done after the tefillah? The Rabban says that's a riot, the Seder is not ma'akev. The Rabban is clearly assuming that when it comes to Biberish and Eskaira, the Vlad is not a full Jew until the mila is done after he's born, and that's a mila l'shem geiris, not a mila l'shem yahadis. Yep. So that assumption in the Ramban, we'll have to get back to, and we'll see that is a major machlokas Rishonim. Okay, that's the Ramban there, Amem Zayidim Adal. Says the Rashba, Sandu Masl Nisrape, he quotes the Ramban, and he argues, Velinira says the Ramban, Demila Kodemis Atvili Kuva. Nope, the order is Ma'akev, Mila must precede to Vila. Deimlo Kain, and the Rabban's assumption is very strong. The premise of the Rabban's question was that why don't you do mila? Why don't you do tefillah for mila? That's more efficient. The Rabban says maybe there's a lechachila not. He doesn't really explain why, or maybe you want to challenge him to do mila first to make sure that he's really committed. The Rashba says no. That if it was the case the order wasn't ma'akev, then we taka should do the tefillah first in order to be more efficient. Ella says the Rashba, Kevan Shatvila Koleles Iker Geiris, since its Vila is the fundamental of Geiris, Velatseis Mitumas Goyim Velikanis Vikdushas Yisrael, that is the Makabe Patish in the process, that is what affects the transition from Tumas Goyim to Kedushas Yisrael, Lefikach Svicha Basof. That's what it has to be at the end. That is what affects the geiris. That is the final and necessarily final stage. So just like Tvilas Kalim gives the Kli a new status. Meaning you have to do Hagalah before Tvilas Kalim. The Ritva as well, the Ritva there, says, bothered by the same kasha, and he says like the Rashba, the Seder is Ma'akev, Ishlomar, Kishu Arel, Ein Tvila Mo'elis. It's not just what the Rashba says, that it's the Ma'akev of Pathish, it's what takes you out of Tumas Goyim and puts you in Kedushas Yisrael. But there's a technical problem also. Kishu Arel, Ein Tvila Mo'elis. If you're going to do a Tvila when the guy hasn't had a meal yet, if he's still an Arel, doesn't work. To do the tefillah geiris before mila is to be tovel v'sheres b'yado. It's an ineffective tefillah. If the guy's still an RL, the tefillah can't infuse him with kedushas Yisrael if he's still an RL. Again, same analogy as the Rashba. That's why hagala has to be before tefillah. I muberish and iskaira. What about the Ramban's raya from Buberish and Iskaira that it must be the Seder's Nama'akib because there the tefillah on the Uber is done before the Mila after he's born? Says Ritva, Dishani Hasam, Dikashahu b'mei imo eino ben Mila. When the embryo is in the mother's womb, Mila's not Shaykh. Ferehu kinakeva, the sagi le b'tefillah. So that Uber has a din of a nekeva. Nekeva doesn't require Mila. So the Uber also doesn't require Mila. Mila's not Shaykh. Ukishenolad umalin oso. And once he's going to be born, you give him a Mila. Eino ela kamosha malin yisrael arel. He's already a full-fledged Jew. He's 100% Jewish. He needs a Mila like every other Jewish baby needs a Mila. But it's not a Mila Shem Geiris. Ha b'chol shetzarach Mila b'shas Geiruso im kamat fila Mila chozer v'tovo. So the Ritva and the Rashi assume that, no, the order is ba'akev, and in order to get out of the Ramban's raya from Muvarish and Iskaira, the Ritva says, nothing doing. Muvarish and Iskaira, the Geiris on the mother is 100% effective on the embryo. And once the baby is born, the baby is 100% of Yisrael, l'chol davar, and the Mila is a Mila for Yadus, not a Mila for Geirus. Yeah?
You're not allowed to give a meal before the ready to be,
are you? Not allowed to give...
Why don't you just give it a week before they're ready?
Because we usually assume that we're not... We're not licensed to be Mal Goyim. The meal has to be done. The meal has to be done L'Shem Geiris. We don't give Mila freely. I'm sorry?
They're not going to be ready for a week.
Why won't they be ready for a week?
Because you figured out when they're going to be ready. You gave them Mila in a week.
So,
because you know you're going to need to wait a week.
Well, the Bezin has to make a determination when is the person ready. He can't know in advance. If he's not ready for a week, because he still has to learn the last 10 malachos, so you have to wait till he knows it, so you can be sure that he's ready for Geiris.
You know in a week he's going to be ready.
How do you know?
Just know the halacha, he's not ready.
How do you know that he'll be ready?
He's ready to do everything else. You know how long it takes to learn certain halachos.
But maybe he'll get sick and he won't have time, or maybe he won't learn it well. As well, once the Bezdin makes a determination, at that point they're comfortable proceeding. But if they haven't made the determination yet, look, in theory you could have a situation where for technical reasons the mikvah will only be available at some point, so then you could work backwards and do the meal earlier. Okay, the Gaon points out here in Sifkatan Hay that Tosus also assumes like the Ritva. Tosus on Daf Memzayin Amibayz Dibra Maskel Matbilin. The Tosus writes, Matbilin Osom Yad, Mashma Shal Mila Kodem Tefila. So it sounds like the Mila is first. Kida Amar Ein Ger Achiyim Oviyitbal V'tema. The Amar Ba'aril Mubarashin Iskaya B'nayin Sarach Tefila. So there, Tosus' question sounds like, there you have Tefila before Mila. Amari Shani Hasan Mekasi L'chazi L'mila. So there, he's not Roy Lamila. The Ober isn't Roy Lamila. But otherwise, the Seder would be Ma'akev. So the Gaon points out, this also sounds like the Ritva, that Lamaisa, the Seder, is Ma'akev. What's the Yisod HaMachlokas? So, the Tshuva Zecher Yitzchak, Yitzchak Lepanovich, or Simon Gimel, says as follows, that the Ramban assumes that Mila functions as a kind of Tahara just like Tevila. That Mila and Tevila are two flavors, two manifestations of a form of Tahara. So that's the case. If there are two types of Tahara, then it could be the Seder is in Ma'akev. You can do Mila before Tevila. You can do Tevila before Mila. But the Tosos, the Ritva, assume that it's not just another form of Tara, but you need the Mila in order to remove the Orlus, to remove the status of an Aro. As the Ritva said, that if you're going to be Tova before the Mila, that's Tova B'Sheres B'Yada. So that's not just a another facet, another element of Tara, but there the order is Vakiv. You need to be Meser the Orla, you need to remove the Sheretz Biyado before you could do Tefillah. Meaning, is the Nila fundamentally a part of the Geirus, or is the Nila prerequisite for the Geirus? You have to remove the Orla in order for the Geirus to take place.
For the tefillah to take place, and therefore the Geirus.
In order for the tefillah to take place, which is the makom hapatish of the Geirus.
So if the oil has already been removed, so then even though it's not hatafa stamprin, they can go.
Right, hatafa could be, we'll get there, hatafa could be a different chashbin, whether the same is true for the order of hatafa.
But I mean, if you don't need, if it all needs is hasaras oil, then right. Or you don't have sheret biyado, so
right.
You can skip the hatafa stamprin.
Correct. So then, even if the seder of mila and tefillah is ma'akif for regular mila, that may not be true for atafa. Correct. We'll get there soon. So what do we pass in lahalacha in this machlokas, the Ramban versus the Bali Tosa and the Ritva? So take a look at Reish Samachesif Aleph in the Ramah. The Mechaber writes, Ger shenichnas l'kal Yisrael chayim mila tchila v'imal kishay avdoi uno limo tzarek l'hazi v'in adam bris. We'll get there. V'im v'varkin alav haga tavol kodim shamal mo'il dibidi evin habit vilas. First the Ramah says, like the Ramban, that the Seder is nama akev v'yesh omrim delo habit vilas. And then he quotes the position of the Ritva, the Bali Tosfos, the Rashba, that the Seder is Ma'akev, that if you do Tefillah before Mila, you would have to do Tefillah again. Says the Shach, Sifkat and Beis, Hilkach, Yesh Lachzor V'lip Al Akher Shamal, that Lehalacha, even though they're Makos Tudeus, you have to be Machmir, and if you did the Tefillah prior to the Mila, you'd have to do another Tefillah afterwards. Says the Ritzel of Panavisher in that Shubha you quoted before, Zecher Yitzchak 7 Gimel, Ulazanira. The Mad Ba'i Mila Techila, Hurak Yishalo Nimo Klal. So when is it the case that Mila is Ma'akev, the Seder of Mila before Tefillah is Ma'akev? That's where there's no Mila at all. He's the total Aro, Aval. Let's say he had a medical circumcision. Let's say, in the extreme case, to make things simpler, medical circumcision by a non-Jew. And then he's going to require a tafestam bris. But he's not considered a full-fledged ara. So in that case, the seder wouldn't be ma'akev. And if you did tefillah before hatafa, the geirus would still be a good geirus. Rav Shturbach has a fascinating ha'ara in the Rambam, which he admits is not lemaisa, or not reflective of our practice, but in the taking this to an extreme. Lashon Rambam in Hilchos Mila, Perek Aleph Halacha He. The Rambam writes, Aleph He Mila, Imal Kishahaya Akum. So let's say you have a nice Benoach, or non-Jew, who had a medical circumcision when he was born, and now he's been a geyer. Sarach lehatif mimena dabris. So he requires a hatafa biyom shenis geyer. If he's mal when he was a guy, he requires hatafa on the day that he's mis geyer. So Shurma says, the Rambam doesn't say Matifin mimenu dambris kisha misgayer. He doesn't say you have to do hatafa when he's misgayer. He says he needs a hatafa on the day that he is misgayer. So that sounds like, says Rav Shturmbach, that if he's already mohol, if he's no longer an orel, then mila is not fundamentally part of the geirus. He's like a woman that all you need is tefillah. And what's Hatafa? Hatafa is midin mitzvahs milah, just like any Yisrael. That just like any Jew, who's nol and mahol, who didn't have a halachic milah, it requires Hatafa. So he also requires Hatafa, but that's a din of the Yisrael, mitzad mitzvahs milah, not because that's part of the Geirus. He says that's meduk in the Rambam's Lashon, in Malkashu Akub, Sarf Lahavim Ben Adam Bris, Biyom Shenis Geir. He has to do a tafa on the day of Megayer, not before he's Megayer, not as part of the Geirus process, but once he's Megayer, once he becomes Jewish, then he has to do a tafa as a Jew. So according to the Rambam, then, it's not just that the Seder is not Ma'akev, that you could do the Atav after the Mila. In that case, you'd have to do the Atav after the Mila, because if you do the Atav at first, he's not yet Jewish. The Atav is not Bidin Geirus, it's Bidin Yisrael, so as a Yisrael, he's Mechuyev to do Atafah. So it doesn't help that you do the Atafah before the Tefillah, because he has no Mrs. Mila yet. And Rosh Tzomach writes that the Poskim don't say that. That common practice, what everyone does, is you do a tafa, and then you do the tefillah. So either we don't assume like this diuk in the Rambam, or we don't assume like the Rambam, if the diuk is correct in the Rambam. Says maybe you should suggest that you should do tefillah twice, to be honest, you should do the Rambam. You should do a tafa, so you should do a tefillah, and then you do a tafa, and then another tefillah. If the Rambam is correct that the Atav has to be done when you're Jewish, you already did a tefillah. And if we assume not the way that the Atav is a regular bris, and l'chachila you do the tefillah before the milah, then the milah before the tefillah, so then you do another tefillah after the milah. But no one really does that either. But he writes that he found afterwards Rav Nachum Zemba writes something similar, based on a Mesachus Geirim, that Mesachus Geirim apparently writes that if you have a Nachri who was already Maho, and then he's Megayer, all he needs is Tevila. And he has a din of a Nolan Maho that you do a Tafa. That's something that we're saying in the Rambam, that the Tafa, if we did Milas Yisrael, not part of Geirus. Now there is a Tshuva in the Dvar Avram, Kavnerav, Chele Beisim and Kafe. Chele Beisim and Kafe, who points out that even when it comes to Milas Geirim, there's an element of Milas Yisrael. Rashi writes in Sakh and Pedalim and Aleph that Milas Shalom is not Docha Yantav. Right? Only a Mila. It's not a Docha Yantav, not a delay Mila. And the Rashi there writes, what's a Mila Shalom is not a Docha Yantav? Kagon, Mila Sager, and a Tinok who was a Nimo Bezmano. So Rashi there refers to Mila Sager as a Mila Shalom Bezmano. So that sounds like it's not just part of the Geirus process, but there's an element of Mila Yisrael there. Again, not to say that there isn't an element of Geirus also, clearly part of the Geirus process, but there's an element of Milas Yisrael as well. Okay. So we had mentioned previously that it's clear from the upshot of the Gemara Mem Zayin that malvel otavel doesn't work. That in order for the geirus of a male to work, you need both mila and tefila. If you did mila and you never ended up doing the tefila, the geirus is nothing. And we mentioned the controversy that took place with the famous case in Yerushalayim in 1848 of Warder Cresson and that whole literature, whether a malvel otavel can be mechal Shabbos, should be mechal Shabbos, or should not be mechal Shabbos in the intervening time between the Geirus, the Mila and the Tefila. We mentioned the Binyan Siyam Simon Sadi Aleph of the notion of Yatsa Bechlal Akum B'Lechla Yisrael Lo Ba in that middle status, and the Rai Prep Fermara He mentioned the Minchas Elazar about Purim Yisrael. I believe that Rav Schechter holds that in principle, by Amal V'Lotaval, he should still be Mechal Shabbos. I think that the more common practice is that by Amal V'Lotaval, he wouldn't be Mechal Shabbos. But that's still a debate. Now, well, one other Ha'ara that we discussed, that Kabbalah Samitzvos is an integral part of the Gevurah process. So typically, Kabbalah Samitzvos is performed right before the Tevila. So in the Sefer Gevurah Kolchas, he points out, in Parag Gimel, Sif Gimel, that it's a good idea to do Kabbalah Samitzvos before Mila as well, because the Mila is also an important component of Gevurah, so it should have some kind of a Kabbalah Samitzvos before the Mila as well. He points out the Me'iri sounds like that. The Me'iri writes, Mem Vav. Me'iri writes, so if he says back to the whole dialogue that I know it, whatever I'm getting into, and I want to be a guy anyway, before he does mila, mixes. So it sounds like there's a separate hadasah mitzvahs, and with hadasah mitzvahs should be a kabbalah mitzvahs, perhaps before mila as well. And he points out that's the mashmas the Tosas read. Tosafot Rid writes, "Afa pisha diuhu be'es hamila, chozrim od modinos of es hatvila." Even though they told him the hadas hamitzvos at the time of mila, he do it again be'es hatvila. Sh'atu nifnas klal geiros. Okay, could be the Tosafot Rid means that if you told him b'shas mila, you have to do it again b'shas mila. But now that you're mechuyev to do b'shas mila. That's what Rashi sounds like, even though the Rid often follows Rashi. The Rashi and Menzayim and Beit Yimaslam Odin, the Hashtai de Tfila, who nifnas a klal geirus, Hilkach Bishas Tfilas Mitzvah, Sarach Lakabal of all mitzvahs. And that's the Iker. But not necessarily that you have to do it Bishas Mila as well. And the Sefer Mishnah Sager, Paradalis Sif Gimli, quotes from Shalom Zaman as well, that you should do Kabbalah Samitzvah Bishas Mila. And I think we tried to institute that here. We do Geiris to do at least a minimal Kabbalah Samitzvos, Bishas Mila as well, not only Bishas Tevila. Okay, stop here. Next.